welcome to this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. I'm Shauna Ekedahl, modern day woman living a mystical life. And today I'm saying yes. Yes to this amazing episode ahead, and yes to all that this beautiful universe has in store for me and for you too. You guessed it, today we're talking about saying yes. This is saying yes to yourself, to the parts of you that are awakening, to the parts of you that are silly, funny, brilliant, maybe not so brilliant, awkward, all of it, right? Everything in between. Our guest today is going to share about the power in the word yes. You know, every word carries energy with it and it has its own particular frequency. And I love the quote that Marie D. Jones says. She says, change your words, change your reality. And boy, is this true, because words have the ability to create or to destroy. And every day you have the power to choose how you use your words and what you create with them. What we tell ourselves over and over again in our own mind becomes our reality. And this should be like the most exciting news you've ever heard today, or maybe even this month, or even in your lifetime. Because if you really dig deep into all the ways that this can transform your experiences, it's extraordinary. See, the truth is that your reality is made up of what you say, what you think, and what you feel. Because life is not happening to you, but instead you're creating your future moment by moment. And my guest today is international best-selling author and coach Gary Quinn. He is the founder of the Touchstone for Life coaching certification program, which trains, transforms, and empowers individuals to create fulfilling lives. He's worked with people from all walks of life, including entertainers, athletes, and corporate leaders. Among his clients are Academy Award winners, Grammy winners, Olympic gold medalists. He also has corporate clients such as MSNBC, Mattel Toys, Diesel, and Indigo. His powerful message is to show people all over the world how to unlock their loving power and find true happiness. And a huge takeaway from this conversation for me is to always choose your words wisely. And in choosing powerful words, you begin to raise your frequency. So instead of saying no to things in life, say yes to what you want. Like if someone says, do you want to go to the movies? Before you just say no right away, try answering with, actually, I'd love to go shopping instead. Can you feel the difference there? How the no just cuts off the energy, and how saying, oh, I'd like to do something different, is like a higher frequency feeling, a more positive energy. You are going to love this conversation, and I can't wait to share with you the brilliant power of yes. Gary has so much to share, and we can start right now to adding a little bit more yes into your life and expanding from there. Hey, Gary, I'm so happy to have you on today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. And I think, you know, people are always happy to hear any of your podcasts or videos.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects and certainly my favorite book of yours. And the subject is The Power of Yes. And your book is The Yes Frequency, which I can't wait for you to share about. But let's take people back a little bit, just about you personally and a little bit of how you got into doing the incredible work that you do today.
Sure. You know, I always had a calling to help people. And I was an athlete training for the Olympics when I was growing up. So I was always determined to reach goals and set goals. And I think the discipline of having that background is always important. And it's helped me in every area of my life. And I also worked always in the entertainment world in all different facets. So I was able to bring in my coaching, my guidance, my inspirational, motivational, spiritual techniques, and use those with clients. And I was also a personal manager for actors, directors, and writers for 10 years. So I was already doing this in some way. It was just a matter of fine-tuning it and really helping people achieve their goals and discover their personal power. So it's been a lifelong learning situation for me too. And you know, I try to teach people how to stay committed to improve the quality of their lives and their professional lives and their personal lives. You know, people really develop opportunities to discover themselves by transformational work and really learning that we all have special gifts and we all have values and dreams, and that sometimes those are dormant or they're hidden. And I think once we start to investigate that, we can start to celebrate our self-acceptance and our confidence that gives us, you know, inspiration every day and really giving us results that we all want to achieve in this lifetime.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how you say that it's dormant, because I know, you know, my own life experience and the lives of many people, many colleagues and people I've worked with, it is this experience where we're born and we kind of are going through life and, you know, maybe not knowing exactly why we're here so much, you know, that big why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And then, you know, we go through maybe some different difficult times or some joyful times and we have these life experiences. And then all of a sudden there's this kind of awakening or a different type of understanding of maybe, oh, you know what, I'm really good at this, or people have always naturally been drawn to me, you know, to provide this gift, right? And we start to connect to that. And why, talk a little bit about that. Why is this, or what do you see in your work? Is it dormant until a period of time in everybody's life where they're supposed to wake up to this? Like, what's the process?
Well, I think once we look at we all have certain situations that happen to us, but I think it's really learning how to create your own world as we learn various situations, or we learn lessons in this lifetime. And I think the perception that we take is really an experience of self-realization in this world, and that's all we're really going to take when we finish this experience here. So I think that, you know, if we start to learn that no matter where you are in your life, that it's a situation where you need to be, as opposed to I'm a victim, or why did this happen to me, or oh my God, my life is terrible. I think as we start to commit to looking within and starting to understand our own habits and our own situations that stop us from living or stop us from being authentic, or the fear that we might have because the judgment of what are they going to think about us if I actually speak up, or is there a cause and effect that's going to happen if I don't play the game? Or if I'm not a people-pleasing person, do I have anything to lose or gain from not making any waves? Sometimes when you make waves, people say, oh, they're too difficult, or they're coming from a source of ego. So I think at the end of the day, we have to look at the only thing that we really can be certain about is love. And I think that if we commit to that as being part of our success, then we can build on that and know that there's either fear or love in life. And I think everybody wants love. Fear is based on greed, trying to control. So I think if we open our mind and our heart that we can experience positive things and learn to prioritize and identify each day and have a specific goal and really start to concentrate on that and stay out of the, let's say, the fear or the sense of I need to do this in order to get this, the rest will follow. I think if we're inspired about yourself or individuals instead of, you know, if I had something that would make me feel better, you know, that becomes, that becomes a drug. If I had more money, I would feel better. If I had a hit book, I would feel better. If I had a bigger house, a beautiful car, a beautiful husband or wife, you know, all of that is really an illusion, because at the end of the day, you're not taking any of that with you. And if we start to look at each day, you must try to accomplish something, whether it's large or small. And if you set an intention, that you usually will attract it or create it. It's that simple. So if we start to use intention, and I always like to set intentions for everything, even if it's in a new country or city that I'm going to, I set an intention for something good to happen for that week, whether I want more people to attend or I want the message to go out, you know, and really, really put a commitment. You know, my intention this year, you know, I've been going to Japan to teach for the last 10 years. And so I really made an intention before getting on the plane to say, I want this experience this year to be completely different and so inspirational for myself, and to really find the happiness and joy in going to Tokyo this year. You know, because sometimes when you do something over and over, it becomes second, second hat, where you feel like, oh, well, I've already done this. I've been there before. You know, it becomes very blasé. And so I started to look at, you know, I'm just going to go with the intention that I'm going to have a great time and I'm going to find an incredible place to work out, because, you know, every time I've gone there, I haven't been able to work out, because if you're not living there full time, it's very difficult to go to a gym. They don't let you just go to a gym. You must join for the year, or you must show working papers and, you know, that you're there for a long time. It's kind of a hassle. So I just basically said, you know what? I just know I'm going to find the right place. I have no idea what it looks like. My intention is I'm going to commit to staying in shape and exercise, because I'm on this whole new health kick of really, I mean, I've always been healthy, but I wanted to really balance the mind, body, and spirit, or the body in the energy. Because, you know, when you feel good and healthy, you're on your game. You feel very balanced and you feel healthy and you feel inspired to wake up and to, you know, feel good. So I basically put the intention out that I would find a great place. I Googled fitness in my area where I was staying, and one place came up, and it was all in Japanese. So I just looked at the address and I went down there, and turns out all the people that work there are Australian, and they're owned by an Australian guy. Amazing. And it was called 360 Fitness. And I just fell in love with that place. And I went for a free class, and it was on my schedule because I could work out in the morning before my work started and at night. So I was able, and these were classes that were intense. They weren't just, it's not a gym. It's more of a sports camp where they do boxing training, fitness core training, you know, kettlebells. And I don't really work out like that at home, so intense. So I did this, and it was such a new experience. The first day I was so sore, I could hardly walk. Everybody, you know, said, what's wrong? And I said, I went to this place. But I kept going, and I would go every other day. And it was so great. I got to know all the instructors, the coaches. They knew me, and it just made my trip and my work so much more connected and strong. And I had so much energy. I would go do a boxing class in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I taught an all day seminar from 11 to 6. And even my translator said, "Oh my God, you have so much energy. What's happening?" I said, because I took this class. So she got inspired to take care of herself, to exercise also. So I think that when we want to change, we want to try new things that are positive, that are getting and moving us closer to our dream. And I think, you know, when we have intention, we also have to commit to ourselves. And saying yes is basically the opportunity to give yourself permission to move forward and to really commit to fulfilling your life's purpose, whatever that might be. And even if you don't know what that is, by just moving in the commitment and the intention of being happy and joyful and confident and saying yes to every situation in your life, you really start to see and accept great changes in your life. So what happens is that you start to have results show up. And I think people are always looking for results. And, you know, if you're motivated about yourself and inspired, that every day we have the opportunity to be excited about ourselves and what we're doing and what we're teaching and just connecting to people. You know, and if you're feeling, you know, stagnant or you're struggling, it just means that you need to take more positive actions. And maybe you're lacking the motivation because you're not able to really see any results, or you're not feeling that there is a connection to what you're doing, or you might be burnt out. It might not be what you're supposed to do at this moment and time in your life. You know, it's almost like many people have, you know, midlife crises, and they say, you know, I don't know why, I don't really want to go to work anymore. And so I think when you start to say yes to life, you can start to work with taking a look at your goals and really write down what is important for me and what do I really want in this lifetime. If there was an urgency that you had 1 year left in this experience, in this body, what is it that you would really move forward on and you would do every day, every hour of your day? So I think that that awareness is really an opportunity for you to create more of what you love, and what you don't want is something that you don't give energy to. And once you start to say, this is what I love doing, you have to really start to just say, yes, I surrender to this opportunity. But along the way, I have to be impeccable. I have to love what I'm doing. I have to love the people that I'm working with or the situations that I'm in. You know, sometimes if you align to the feeling that a situation in your day, whether it be an obstacle or a negative situation, it will bring you down, as opposed to saying, okay, well, that's just the process, but I'm not going to put too much energy into that. And I'm not going to give my power away by feeling down or depressed about it. I'm going to receive and really know that I'm going to align with my true heart's desire of what the end result is. And the end result is the picture or the vision that you want to create. And when you start to observe your thought patterns and what it is that you're actually doing in your life, you can then start to find out what's stopping you from living your dream. Is it fear? Is it self-sabotage? Is it not feeling confident? Is it you may not feel like you have enough talent or you know enough? And so then once you surrender to that, you start to align to what is important in your life and what makes you happy. And I think so many people in the world today are not happy because they're looking outside themselves, trying to find a yes button by saying, I need this. If I had this, this would make me feel better. The yes button starts from within, from inside. Yeah. And yeah. I think once we start to surrender to that and we start to say, I'm taking action now and responsibility for everything that I'm doing and that I'm saying, you know, then that's when we have a switch. And I think we have an alignment and, you know, and so many great leaders and spiritual teachers and people who have been the forefront leaders, you know, they've all said this. And, you know, even Gandhi said, you know, the future depends on what we do in the present. And that's basically saying what you're doing, you're attracting by your vision, whether you believe in the laws of attraction or what you're duplicating through your intention or your vision, or what is it that you're committed to? Because we're like a mirror. So when we mirror our thoughts, we attract our thoughts.
Yeah. And so I want to talk about that, because so often people say to me, like, we get in these negative, you know, thought patterns, and we tend to focus on the things we don't want instead of the things we do want. You know, we just get bothered, and then we get in this cyclical pattern of thinking, oh, I don't like my job, or I don't want to live here anymore, or I don't like this relationship. And then we just create more of it, right? Because we keep thinking about it and thinking about it. So what would be a tip for people starting to, because they say, how do I think about, you know, it's like I get in such a pattern of thinking about what I don't want. How do I think about where I want to go, what my intentions are, what I do want? Do you have any tips for doing that?
I think the first thing is to, you know, people say, oh, when you do positive thinking, you know, how can you negate that negative thought or that negative situation that's thrown in your face, or that is, you know, so apparent? You have to look at, you can't, it's almost like if you're watching the news every day and you're living it, you become that negative feeling. Now, I'm not saying you must not know what's going on in the world, but you do not take it on as being part of your consciousness. You say, okay, I'm aware that that's going on, but my little world is about A, B, and C. So when you see a destructive pattern, or you're in a situation that looks hopeless or negative, don't all of a sudden buy into it. Just say, okay, I acknowledge it. And I acknowledge that, you know, that it's what it is, but my intention is to do the opposite, or to have the opposite happen. So let's say, for example, someone is continuing to go up for a job and they keep getting, you know, passed on, or they're not getting hired, then there's something they're doing that is closing the deal from happening, or closing that window of them not hiring. It's either their energy, the presentation, or something that they aren't conveying, communicating, that they're not telling the employer, or that they're not enough. So of course they're not going to be hired. So, you know, you could have the most amazing resume with all kinds of credits, and if, you know, the rest isn't in alignment, you know, you're not going to get hired, no matter, you know, how many MBAs you have.
Yes.
Go into the energy of, I'm confident, I'm happy, I'm easy to work with, I know what I'm doing, I may not know everything, but I'm very confident to learn. Most likely, if it's someone who really feels your energy in person, they will give you a shot, or they might go to the end result and say, you know what, I want to hire her. I think she's the best candidate, even if she hasn't done everything that, you know, it says we need. I just have a feeling about her.
Yes.
And yes. You know, many, many clients over the years that I've coached and I've helped and I've spiritually aligned them or healed them on any level, it's really looking at all the great things that they already have instead of the things that they don't have. So once they look at that, they might say, you know, I just need to clean this up a bit, or I need to take a class to help me learn more about business, or really know more about the conversation. When they actually ask me questions, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking, you know, thin air about the project or the article. So I think also it's your attitude, you know, and a positive attitude is felt instantly the minute you walk in the door, you know, is felt.
Yeah. And this goes right along the line with saying yes to things. And I'll share my own experience briefly, and then you can talk about the yes frequency, because there's this big movement that is kind of like, you know, people are overwhelmed and they're telling people say no, right? You should feel okay saying no to things, which is fine. But what I started really tapping into from your book, the yes frequency, which is incredible, is I started just playing with it in my life to begin with, and really saying yes to things. And this doesn't mean saying yes to things you don't want, right? Or that you don't want to take on, but saying yes to the things you do, right? And focusing your energy on those things. And what's amazing is, you know, if somebody asks you, oh, do you want to come to this? If you go, yes, like that immediately elevates the whole conversation you're having. That makes them feel amazing, right? There's so many things we say no to, or we don't say yes right away, or we shy away from. Maybe it's a little bit outside of our box. And think of all the opportunities that are missed because we don't take that opportunity to say yes. And so talk about the yes frequency, maybe even how you kind of came upon this, writing this book, because it's been an incredible gift in my own life. And I just think it's a phenomenal concept.
Well, you know, it basically came about, you know, I always am in different parts of the world teaching. And so I learned myself what each country needs, or where they are in their mindset. And so whether I'm in Japan or in Switzerland or in Germany or in Italy or Mexico or, you know, wherever, England or Ireland, everybody has a different feel. I happened to be teaching that day in Germany, and I was doing an event, a lecture at a hotel. And there were probably about 60 to 80 people in that room at night. And it was only a 2-hour lecture. And when I walked in, the energy was very heavy, very, very depressed, very kind of like just down and out, beat up. You know, the feeling was not good, because I immediately sense the energy when I go into a room or I'm teaching. And so basically, I just didn't know what to do. So I basically went backstage for a little while. And before we started, I said, what is it that I am to transform this group with? And what do I need to do? It's kind of a little meditation before I started. And I was given this information that said, basically kind of downloaded right then and there, that you have to make them stand up and they need to repeat the word yes 100 to 150 times. So before I started, I made them stand up and they didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just did it because I listened to my intuitive guides. And basically I said, stand up, everybody, hold your hands up and say, yes, 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 yes. And after the first 10 minutes, there was a shift happening and the energy started changing. And they said this word for probably a good 20 minutes and the whole room energy, the energy in the room completely shifted. And the seminar was amazing. They didn't want to leave. That was supposed to be 2 hours and we were there for almost 3 hours.
Wow.
The hotel kicked us out. and one of my clients, who was a well-known actor in Germany, was sitting in the back, who had surprised me. I hadn't seen him in probably about 9 years. He came to America and I spent a week working with him because he was in a bad situation. And he was transformed. So he came because he was a fan of my work. And he sat there and he came to me after. He said, oh, my goodness, Gary, you need to do something with this yes thing. And he said, I saw the people's energy and what happened in the room when you did this. So I said, okay. And I always listen to my clients because they sort of have the pulse of what's going on. And they said to me, you know, he said to me this, and I said, okay. And I started testing it in different cities. And I started seeing there was actually something happening physically or energetically wise, almost as it was opening your chakras, almost as if it was shifting the energy or opening up certain energies within. So I continued to use that, and I then created an audio CD called The Power of Yes, 101 Affirmations to Heal the Mind, Body, and Soul. And so as I started using that, I continued to learn more about this yes energy. And then that's when I started writing the book. When they asked me what the next book was, I said, it's definitely the yes energy. And I tested, and it only works in English though. I had it tested in these cities and we used it in different languages. It doesn't work when you say yeah, 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 or CCC. There's a different energy. It needs to be yes, 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 yes. So as it started to align with all of this work, I still do seminars on the power of yes, and it started to work with business people. It started to work with very spiritual people. It started to work with kids. I started using it on kids. And I had a little girl, a mother who had a little girl, 10 years old, and she started saying it, and she wasn't so good in school. And she started to say, yes, 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 all the time. And she started to study a lot more and move up in her, you know, little connection with her friends. But her mom posted a little video and sent it to me. It was so cute, this little 10-year-old yelling, yes, 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 yes. So that was sort of how, yeah, that was sort of how it started. And then in certain countries, the publishers started buying the Yes book. So it started, you know, it was first published in America and England. And then from there, it was Italy. And then it went to Holland, the book, and then it went to Mexico, the Latin American countries, and then it came out in what other language is it out in? It came out in India. It's coming out again this fall in Romania.
Wow.
So, you know, the yes exercise doesn't die. It's really just about, you know, transforming it in other areas and other arenas and continuing to support the path that we're all on. It's just a tool. You know, it's not the only tool. It's just one tool that can really help to bring you closer to your alignment of your true energy to live in the present, you know. And, you know, I think living in the present is one of the most challenging tasks that we have to do in this lifetime. So it's either right now that you're living, or you're living in the future or the past. So you just have to not separate it all. You have to integrate it into a way that's productive for you, but to release all the past, you know. In a lot of my coaching, I would say 90% is all forgiveness, because then when you are forgiving certain situations and people, you can then upload the positive yes. You know, if you haven't released any forgiveness or any situations that brought you anger, shame, hurt, disappointment, you cannot upload the word yes so easily. So yeah. Once we start to observe the patterns or the situations that we have, let's say, deep down in our, let's say, storage vaults, we have to go down to those storage vaults, which are in our subconscious, and start to delete. We need to heal. It's almost like detoxing. So all of those storage bins start coming up to the surface, and we have to delete them and get rid of them. And once we do, then you feel lighter. You have a lot of emotional healing, And then you're able to start celebrating the present moment of adding the power of yes and starting to work in the present and really make a decision to move forward and really commit to everything that you want to now manifest.
I love that. I just realized I've been sitting here the whole time we've been talking, shaking my head, yes. As you've been saying everything, I was like, yes, yes, in my head. And I was literally shaking my head sitting here thinking, yeah, I mean, this is, it's so powerful. And if somebody like, what would be like a quick technique? Because I feel like yes has the power to do a quick energy shift, right? Like if you're having a bad day or you're kind of in a bad place, yes. How many times would you say, like if someone was driving in their car or, you know, or just going about their day, what can they do with that yet, that power of yes to just kind of quickly shift for them?
Yes, I think a quick tip, it's a Quinn Living tip, which is an easy tip, is to first of all, say, I release all old energy from the past and the present now. Boom. You just make that statement. Then you say, today I accept great opportunity. Boom. You start saying yes, 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 yes. And then you have to say it at least, I would say, to feel the full effect, to say it at least 50 to 100 times in one sitting. That means morning, noon, and night before you go to bed. If you do that throughout your day for a period of 30 days, you will start to see within the first couple of days or within 24 hours, opportunities that manifest that didn't even, let's say, exist because you've opened all these portals. It's almost like you have a radio antenna that goes up. And all of a sudden you receive situations or opportunities come that you said, wow, I never thought it would come from there, because you're actually aligning to that perfect divine right timing of the universe of giving you exactly what your thoughts are and what you need. And, you know, it's almost trusting it and knowing that that is going to appear. And that's what the yes exercise does. And so just do it, you know, if you're at work and you can't say it out loud, say it under your breath. Just say yes, 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 you know, quietly, but still continue to do it. Or if you're in your car, you can do it. In the audio CD that I have, I left it very open so you could do it with me, like a yes, 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 yes. So I say yes, and then you say yes. And then on each affirmation, it's today is the best day of my life. I would be silent for a little while until you're able to say it, that same phrase. And then I would say the affirmation number two. So it's just basically practice and really, I don't want to say brainwashing your subconscious, but on some level, you're deleting all the old memory by continuing to say yes. So the more you say yes, the more you flood the subconscious with a positive feeling to help you move forward. And you also have to be patient. A lot of people say, oh, I say yes all the time, but nothing happens. Well, part of that, it requires patience and trust. And you must continue because you have years of the no's. So it takes a while to break that pattern or break a habit. It's like a bad habit. So patience is the number one situation. And then just add calmness and love while you're saying it, you know, and then everything that you decide to do will manifest. So it's really also just taking the action of getting clear. And any spiritual thinking is really clear thinking.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really, back to what you said, you have to be patient. It's it's taken us years to build to where we're at through all those no's. And I like to say, it's like getting on an upward spiral, right? It's not a direct, 100 flight elevator that happens in a day. It's like you start feeling that energy start to circulate and it starts expanding and growing and, and kind of elevating up, but it's a process just like everything else is a process. And so it's just about, to me, like getting on that upward spiral, right? And it just keeps getting better and things keep manifesting a little bit faster as you continue to clean out that old stuff and release that and become lighter in your being.
Absolutely. And, I think anything that inspires you, whether it's affirmations, yoga, sports, hanging around positive people, meditation, Zumba, hula dancing, whatever it is, it's helping you to feel aligned and helping the process of getting clear on who you are and what you want in this lifetime, and I think that's the secret. And I love quotes. I'm just so into so many amazing quotes of people. I just read this other one that Joseph Campbell said years ago, where he said, "We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us."
Yes.
I mean, that is so brilliant. Meaning, once we release all the old shame, pain, we are then able to gain the new energy, which is really just the frequency of yes. And the frequency of yes is love and joy, happiness, gratitude, all the words that you want to become are part of the yes circle.
I love that. And to find the book and the recordings, they go to your website, correct?
Yes, just go to GaryQuinn.tv. And if they'd like to sign up for a free newsletter, they can do that. And if they're listening and they actually send me an email on the website and say that they heard us on your podcast, they will receive a free audio download of the Yes, the Power of Yes audio CD with the 101 affirmations.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love those little gifts. And that's from the heart, you guys. So go and send an email and get that, because it really helps to say it along with you and to have you guiding that. And it's something to be accountable to. And, I love that. That's supportive. So thank you for offering that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. And I have four final questions. Yes. That I do at the end of every interview. So my transformational process, the anatomy of transformation, takes people through four different steps. And I love to hear people's answers about this. So the first step is called truth, which is really, getting to the truth of who we are, sometimes inconvenient truths, but we have to get to the heart of what's really going on with us. So what is a truth that you live by or that you've come to?
I think that clarity is power. And that when I get clear on certain things, I can visualize and have a mental image so that it makes it easier for me to live that truth or try to get into that truth or stay on course with that truth by just having, these little exercises or maybe making a mental note or writing it down or really looking at what hasn't worked in the past and how I need to activate it another way.
Yeah, I love that. And the second pillar, the second question is about release. So it can be, what are the things that you are continuing to release in your life? It can be negative thoughts, negative patterns, or that you have released that mean the most to you.
I think releasing the sort of the outcome of what I'm supposed to do and really just have no judgment about it and just release that I am being utilized in everything that I do. And I try to do so many different things because I'm always open to let the universe say, okay, this is where you're needed or this is where you might be effective or where your path on a spiritual learning level is meant to go. So I think I'm, and one of the things I learned that really helped me, but I was teaching in Costa Rica recently with a shaman, and I was really asking, what is my lesson here? And what am I supposed to teach? And I walked away with the answer later on, probably a week later when I arrived home, was for people to no longer worry, and that I should release worry. Not that I was a worry wart or that I was worrying, but sometimes it comes up that you worry about what the future is. And I think once you take that element out and replace it with, that's going to be great. I'm just not going to worry because I know it's all. And some people say, well, that sounds like you live in a fantasy world. Well, on some level you have to in the times that we live in, you know, but when you start to look at when we create our own little insular confidence and spiritual thinking, our little world gets better. Yeah. And we do not accept anything out there that is less than, and that we're no longer working with the negative. And sure, there's going to be negative thrown in us every day, but do you accept it? That's the thing, is you cannot accept it. So I just try to negate it, release it. I acknowledge it, but I just say, I let it go. I let it go. It's not mine to hold on to.
Ugh, I love that. That's going to help. That I just feel what you just said is going to be helpful to so many people that listen to this, because we don't have to take on other people's energy, right?
No.
And that's awesome. And the third pillar is called experience. And it's really about starting to create what you want to be experiencing in the world. So what is it that you want to keep creating or experiencing in the world?
I think I want to keep experiencing conscious alignment, but growing and creating projects or things that inspire others or move people emotionally or transform them, but to really be a spiritual warrior in that way. And really, you know, whether it's a group, whether it's a video, whether it's a TV movie, whether it's a documentary, it doesn't matter, a book, it's really just being part of the process of really aligning with people. I love people. So one of my favorite things is to just speak to everybody. You know, that's one of my favorite things to do, is to just be meeting new people and out there in the world, just meeting people.
I love that, by saying yes, right? Out there.
Absolutely.
In the world.
And absolutely.
And the fourth pillar is align, which is kind of twofold. So what do we want to align ourselves with that we start to vibrate with, right? That might be different than what we're living. Or how do you stay in alignment?
Well, staying in alignment is just having a mission statement and sticking to it and being dedicated to understand that, sure, you're going to be off balance one day or two, but you have to be able, the key is to be able to get back on key or back in the alignment, so that you're still heading to your destination. So what helps me is some kind of physical exercise helps me immensely to stay in alignment. If I feel completely out of alignment, I immediately go exercise or do some really strenuous yoga or hot yoga or running. Anything that gets your endorphins to release the positive energy, or to meditate, or to do something, swimming. I find the water is really healing. Going into the ocean or being in nature really changes your energy. So anything that you can do to alter your state of mind is really positive, or just starting to say yes, you know, when things start to fall apart, just keep saying yes, 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 yes. I move forward. Yes. I release that. Yes, yes, yes. You just have to be willing to break through each day or each situation. And, you know, every day we're called upon to face some challenge or something that we're going through. And we just make the choices that lead us to greater peace or to have more gratitude, but really to have faith in ourselves and into whatever it is that you believe in. You know, I don't teach any religion. It's basically you're free to believe whatever you want, but the main thing is to believe in yourself. And yeah. Once you believe in yourself, others can then believe in you.
I love that. Thank you so much. I mean, you've shared such amazing wisdom and practical things that all of the listeners can start doing to, you know, elevate this day and every day beyond this day. And I just think your work is incredible. I think the gift that you provide people is extraordinary. And you know that I just honor you and love you. And I thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Shana. And you're amazing. And I know great things are happening for you as we speak. So we must support everyone in this day. And, you know, as a homework, everybody just needs to go out and tell someone how important they are to them. And, you know, what really is the great thing you think about them, and just give people a compliment. It's not that hard.
Oh, I love that. Yes, go out and compliment someone in your life and we'll spread the love around. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
If you liked today's episode and have any questions, I would love to hear from you. So send your thoughts and questions to info@shaunaekadahl.com. And if you want to help raise the frequency around the world, leave us a review so we can keep sending out some good vibes. Until next week, my hope and wish for you is that you love big and live abundantly.